In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Come, come.
So who do you think should take the collection? They? Elizabeth? And? Natalia? Do you want to help Elizabeth? Yeah? Today, I'll have one sermon for everybody. And I want to start today by telling you a story. The family of a young man was going through a difficult time. And the family of this young man became the subject of discussion in the whole community. And Christmas was coming. And the young man used to go caroling with a group of friends. Every year they used to go caroling, but this year he felt like not going caroling. He was not very joyful because his family was going through a tough time. Everybody was talking about his family. He thought to himself, I better stay home this year. And that's what he did. He stayed home with his family. It was not a very joyful Christmas Eve. But then all of a sudden, in front of the door, they heard some Christmas carolers singing about the birth of Christ. They opened the door, and do you have any idea who was at the door? What group of carolers?
His friends.
His friends. Very good. His friends came to pick him up. And especially one of his best friends came up with the idea of, let's go and pick him up. Let's go and give him the joy of Christmas and maybe he will come with us. What do you think he did?
Okay.
He went with them. He went with them. He forgot about the struggles of his family, and he had a wonderful time, and he gave the joy of Christmas to the people of the city together with his friends. Now, I told you this story because in today's gospel, we saw a woman going to the well at noon to draw water. Do you remember the name of the city? Sychar. It was a city in Samaria. So this woman went to draw water from the well of the village. You know, in the Middle East, in those times, not every single, they didn't have any running water. Okay? So if you wanted to have running water, you had to run to the community well, to the village well, and to bring water back. That was running water. You had to run to the well to take out some water and then to run back to your house, you know, with the water. And that's what this woman did. She went to the community well, to the well of the village, to pick up some water, to take some water, and to take it to her house. But the gospel tells us that it was about the sixth hour when she went to the well to take water. Do you know what the sixth hour is or was in those times? Around what time of the day would be for us today, the sixth hour?
Yeah.
Noon. Very good. The sixth hour was at noon. Now, would you go to the community well to draw water at noon? It's very hot, you know, in Samaria. Would you go at noon to draw water?
No.
But when would you go?
You'd go around 6-7 o'clock at night.
Exactly. In the evening, 6-7 o'clock at night, in the evening, when the sun sets, why would you go in the evening to take water?
So you don't get sick on your way.
Very good. You know, you don't, so that you would not get a heat stroke, because it would be hot at noon, and then you would carry water, you could get. Or you could go in the morning, but when would you need water? When do you wash? In the evening, you know? After a hot day, you feel like taking a shower in the evening. In the old times, people felt the same. After a hot day, after working in the evening, they would wash their bodies. That's why they would go in the evening to the village well, draw water, bring it home, wash their bodies, and save some water for the morning, for the cooking in the morning. But this woman went at noon to draw water. Do you have any idea why she went at noon? It is related to the story that I told you before about that young man who didn't want to get out of the house because everybody was talking about his family.
Because nobody was there at noon.
And why did she want nobody to be there at noon? Because she didn't like her life. She was not pleased with herself and how her life went so far and how her life was going even now. From the gospel, do you have any idea why she was not pleased?
She had five husbands.
She already had five husbands. And the one with whom she was now was not her husband. Now, do you think that the community was talking about this?
Sure, like every day.
The community was talking about this. You know, this woman had five husbands and now she lives with a sixth one and he's not even her husband. And what do you think that would have happened in the evening when all the women of the village would go to the village well to draw water? What do you think would happen? That was when they would go to draw water, that would be their community news event. Okay? They didn't have any TV. So the way, you know, to keep in touch and to know what's going on in the life of the community was to talk with each other. And the most important time of the day when they would talk to each other and find out what was new in the life of the community was in the evening when they would go to the well to draw water. So this woman wanted to avoid that because she was the subject of the news. She was the subject of their discussion. They would talk about her and what was going on in her life. That's why she went at noon. And she hoped that nobody would be at the well. Now, was there somebody at the well?
Yes.
Who was at the well?
Jesus.
And what did Jesus do? He asked for a drink of water. Would I have a drink? This woman, first of all, she would have liked nobody to be at the well. She hoped that nobody would be at the well. She finds a man at the well. Not a Samaritan, but a Jew. Now, St. John tells us that the Samaritans and the Jews had no dealings. In fact, in the original Greek, what is said that the Jews and the Samaritans would not use the same vessels to drink water. If a Samaritan drank water from a cup, a Jew would not drink from that cup. Because the Jews considered the Samaritans to be ritually or religiously unclean. And so she comes to the well. There is this Jewish man, you know, sitting there at the well, and he asks for a drink of water. First of all, in those times, Jews would not talk in public with a woman. Never mind a Samaritan woman. Jews were not talking usually to Samaritans. Men were not talking to women in public, especially not to foreign women in public. So Jesus, who is a Jew and a man, talks to this woman, who's not supposed to do that, As a Jew, he was not supposed to talk to a Samaritan, and not only that, but he asked for a drink of water, and Jews would not touch a vessel from which a Samaritan drank. This was too much. That's why the...
Three mistakes.
Exactly, three mistakes. Three very unusual things are going on. That's why the woman says, what's going on here? You who are a Jew, ask a drink of me? A Samaritan woman? Are you mocking me? Are you teasing me? What's going on here? But then they start a very interesting discussion. Jesus tells her about the water of life, the living water. And then later on, he goes into her life. After talking about the living water, Jesus tell her, go and bring your husband so that I could give you the living water. Then she says, I have no husband. She didn't want to talk about that. And Jesus knew that. But Jesus knew that that was her pain, and she had to deal with it. She had to deal with her life. But you know, very lovingly he tells her, you have answered rightly that you have no husband. He didn't contradict her. Or he didn't tell her, oh, you know, how could you live like that and so far and so on. He said, yeah, you're right. You have no husband. You have five husbands. And the one with whom you are now is not your husband. And then she's amazed. She realizes that this man is not a regular, an ordinary man. She realizes that he is a prophet. He knew about her and her life, and he was not from the community. And in the end, she left her water pot and went her way to the city and said to the man of the city, come see a man who told me all things that I have ever did. Could this be the Christ? Now, isn't this amazing? This woman, in the beginning, did she want to go to the well? No. I mean, and she didn't want to go to the well in the evening when other women would be there, because usually this was the job of the women, to go to the well and to the water, to draw water and to bring water home. In the beginning, she didn't want to go to the well when other women would be at the well. Now, after talking with Jesus, and after Jesus showed so much love to her, after Jesus talked to her, she does what? She leaves her water pot at the well, she forgets about water, and she goes to the city, and she tells who? So she told who in the city? The women?
No, the men.
The men. Who do you think this man could be in the city? Just all the men in the city? Did she sum up, you know, all the men in the city and told all of them, you know, I found the Christ? But who do you think that this man could be? Who do you think? I mean, have a guess. We are doing a Bible study here now. Who could be this man of the city? What do you think? Who this man of the city could be? All the men of the city or who? The leaders. Very good. The leaders of the city. She went to the leaders of the city and she told them, come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? From being so afraid even to go to the well and to talk with women, now she goes to the city and she talks to the leaders of the city. What a profound change.
I think
A little bit louder. When we want to hide something, Jesus is always there to help us overcome that fear and become full of joy again. Now, what I also want to tell you today is that we are called to give joy to those who are hiding. God knows why. They might have a reason to hide, to be afraid, you know, to get out of the house or to get out of themselves. They might be ashamed of something that's going on in their life. They might be afraid of something, but as Christians, if we want to be like Christ, we have to go after them and to give them love and joy. That's what the gospel is. Do you know what the word gospel means? Because we speak so much about preaching the gospel. The English word gospel comes from the old English word good spell, which was a translation of the Greek word evangelion. Ev means good, angelion, message. Good message. Yeah. This is what we are called to give. The good message. The good message of the joy of the coming of Christ. So that those who are hiding, those who are afraid, could come out and become themselves preachers of the good news of the gospel of Christ. What else do you say?
Why does everything from the Bible come from Greek?
Because the Bible was written in Greek. That's why. It was translated in English. In the time, especially, the New Testament was written in Greek. The Old Testament was written in Hebrew and Aramaic, and then translated in Greek about 300 years before Christ. And the early church would use this Greek translation of the Old Testament. When the New Testament was written, it was written in Greek. Do you have any idea why? We talked about this before, but it doesn't hurt, you know, to...
It was the common language of the time.
It was the common language of the time. It was like English nowadays. So because it was the common language of the time, the evangelists and the apostles wrote in Greek so that more people could understand their message. And that's what we are called to do, to give the good news. That's what Christians give. Not bad news, you know. Oh, how could you have done something like that? You know, you Samaritan woman to have five husbands and one that you are with whom now is not your husband. That's not, is that a good message?
No.
Is that an uplifting message?
No.
What did Jesus do? Did he condemn the woman?
No.
He went and he showed love to her. He didn't judge her, but he talked to her and he showed love to her. What about the friends of that young man? Did they judge him or his family?
No.
No. They loved him, and because of their love, he could overcome his shame. Because of Jesus' love, that woman could overcome her shame and become herself a preacher of the gospel of Christ, and that's what we are called to do. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly is risen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.